I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Bob Picozzi. Sometimes the grass is not always greener on the other side of the fence. On the first day of the NBA free agent negotiating period, highly coveted center Hassan Whiteside has decided to remain in Miami. And the same applies to guard Bradley Beal in Washington, guard DeMar DeRozan in Toronto, center Andre Drummond in Detroit, and forward Nicholas Batum in Charlotte. Among the free agents who will go elsewhere, center Timothy Mozgov will sign with the Lakers, guard Jeremy Lin with the Nets, and center Joakim Noah with the Knicks. Kevin Durant, who met with the Thunder yesterday, is meeting with the Warriors today. Sources tell ESPN's Mark Stein that Durant is likely to remain in Oklahoma City, and Dwight Howard will meet with the Celtics, the Blazers, and the Hornets. In the third round at Wimbledon, now live on ESPN, top-seeded Serena Williams trails a fellow American Christina McHale 2-3 first set. They're on serve. Eighth-seed Venus Williams is tied at 6-all in the third set with Daria Kasatkina. It's been 36 years since Belgium has reached the semifinals of the European Soccer Championship. That drought could end today with a win over Wales in the Euro 2016 quarterfinals, 3 p.m. ESPN 2.
Get where you're going and earn 3% cash back on gas along the way with Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Now, from the Bank of Bartlett Studios, it's the Chris Vernon Show, broadcasting live on 92.9 FM ESPN, presented by Lexus of Memphis. Here's Chris Vernon.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN's Chris Vernon Show. Welcome, 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 welcome. It's a Friday, July 1st, 2016 edition of the show. Today on the show, Tim McMahon from ESPN.com is going to join us. He has been writing stories about Chandler Parsons and a possible friendship between him and Mike Conley, and the Grizzlies attempting to persuade Chandler Parsons to come to Memphis. McMahon's going to join us at 11:25. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can find us on Twitter at Chris Vernon Show. One word, Chris Vernon Show. You can also call at 535-ESPN, 535-3776. Well, if you stayed up last night, free agency got kicked off. There have been a bunch of guys that have signed already, or at least agreed to be signed already. We'll talk about what the Grizzlies are doing. We'll talk about how the NBA is changing at least a little bit. So far, it's a Friday, long weekend ahead, sun's out, smile, let's do it. Turn it up! Hope everybody's having a good day. Well, last night, just had to kill the time before free agency was going to begin. It was like this countdown to 11 p.m. last night. At 10:30, they started the Yahoo show online, and I did watch that. with Adrian Wojnarowski, Chris Mannix, and former Nets executive Bobby Marks. And it was good. Certainly worth watching. And nothing really came down regarding the Grizzlies except for the fact that they were in, that they have officials in Los Angeles. Now, some keen detective work by one John Roser let everybody know he was putting two and two together rather quickly. Chandler Parsons was en route to Los Angeles, California. Roser, who diligently follows the wife of David Fizdale, noticed that Fizdale's wife was in Los Angeles. So being the free agency sleuth that he is, put two and two together and let Grizz Nation know, hey, there's something to this. Look, Fizdale's wife's in Los Angeles, and that would probably mean that Fizdale's in Los Angeles. And look who else is in Los Angeles, Chandler Parsons. Oh, my goodness, it's going down for real tonight. They're going to have a party. They're going to all get together. Chandler Parsons and the Fizdales. And then it was reported that Chandler Parsons was meeting with the Portland Trailblazers, which he did last night. All meetings go well. That's one thing that we did learn about last night. All meetings do go well. But he did walk out of that meeting without signing on the dotted line, and they said that Damian Lillard was going to be there at the meeting. I would have a difficult time. I would, if I'm Chandler Parsons. I mean, the guy did. He hit a shot directly in my eyeball to win a playoff series. And I feel like the guy owned me, you know what I mean? Like forever. I'd have a tough time like looking at him. I'm a paranoid guy. So I'd always be sitting there thinking like, I know that's all he thinks about when he sees me. I know all he thinks about every time he sees me, all he thinks about is owning me. That's it. I just know it. And then, so I'd freak myself out. I'd have a tough time sitting in a room with Damian Lillard just talking. I'd feel like there's something, like I'd have to address it like immediately, all right? Like, all right, you know, maybe just like make a joke about it or something, but I certainly could not be in the same locker room as him all the time. So maybe that goes towards Memphis's favor. But they were meeting with him, and then the Grizzlies officials were, in fact, out in Los Angeles and are going to meet with Chandler Parsons, I suppose, today, and try to lure him to Memphis. So the word came out from the Portland meeting, they did offer him a max contract. So you kind of know the deal. Like when we said, you're not going to win money, right? Now, there are two things. And we're going to bring on this Tim McMahon because he's been talking about, Stein mentioned it in passing yesterday, this like kind of Conley being a recruiter for the Grizzlies, and that he's a Parsons fan and really wants Parsons, and I guess they're friendly. And then advancing that, McMahon said this morning that Conley's in on it and that those guys are friends. So I'm going to try to find out about that. I'm glad he's coming on today. And the other thing is that also reported that J.B. Bickerstaff, and I forgot about that. I forgot about that relationship that the Grizzlies had, because J.B. Bickerstaff, obviously an integral part of the staff now. And so all I'm saying is, and I don't know if it'll all add up to being able to lure him, but I forgot that they'd know each other from Houston, right? And everybody seems to like J.B. Bickerstaff. You know, what if, I don't know how close they are, but I know they have a relationship. And it's been mentioned that they have a relationship and that that was going to be one of the guys that they used in order to try to bring Chandler Parsons here. And I will say, because let's just say theoretically that they get along famously and that they were very close. Oh, that is very true of a lot of assistant coaches and the team. Because when Parsons was there, Bickerstaff would have been an assistant there. And assistants are usually like they can chum around. The other thing is, Bickerstaff wasn't very old at the time. So the idea that, and he may know, I wonder if he knows Van Exel. I wonder if he has got any kind of relationship with him either. But anyways, back to the Bickerstaff stuff. There's two things. I got to find out about the whole Conley-Parsons thing, because now that's been mentioned a couple times. And then also the Bickerstaff deal. And so, I just say, you ain't going in there blind, right? It's not like there is no connection. There is no personal connection to Chandler Parsons. Evidently, there is, right?
between guys that would be recruiting him to the Grizzlies. And that matters, right? Like, you got guys that know him. And we'll figure out what that whole friend thing is about. Last night, I was killing time getting ready for free agency. Our buddy Kevin Arnovitz put up a free agency quiz on ESPN.com that made the rounds, and he had to answer a bunch of questions and then figure out where you're going. This was entirely depressing to me. I did the quiz last night, and as I did the quiz, you know, at the end it says you are a whatever. I was a Houston Rocket, and that was not good, man. You know what I mean? I mean, like, listen, their best player called me a joke. This is going to be very difficult for me going into the Houston Rockets locker room. Me and James Harden are going to have to bury the hatchet, like, very, very quickly. And then I just sat there and, like, I don't know. I beat myself up pretty bad over that one because it comes up and I was just depressed. I don't want to be a Rocket. You know what I mean? But, like, the test is the test, right? It's an objective test. I filled in the answers, and that's what it said. It said, get your track shoes. You're headed to play for Mike D'Antoni. And I was like, glad that the friggin' camera doesn't work on this quiz. All right? You got the wrong Ray. And I ain't putting on any track shoes playing for Mike D'Antoni. All right? We're playing 24 seconds or less. We ain't playing no 7 seconds or less. All right? So that was depressing. And then, possibly more depressing, as the free agency is going on, John Martin, Crumbs the Evaluator himself, starts a breakfast a debate via social media, and he starts like talking about how bad Waffle House is, which is like that's like Southern criminality as far as I'm concerned, right? Like don't defame Waffle House, that's outrageous. All right. And then, like, it's one thing that if you're going to defame Waffle House, then he started this whole IHOP debate. Like, IHOP, are you out of your mind? Like, when was the last time you went there? Hoy, I went. It was not good. It took forever. I'm not gonna bash him over the head. But let's just say this. Then I threw Cracker Barrel into the mix. And then Calkins starts trashing Cracker Barrel. And I'm like, what planet am I on? Seriously, what planet am I on? If you don't like Cracker Barrel, turn off the show now. Turn off the. If you don't like Cracker Barrel, you should be put on a federal watch list. As far as I'm concerned, I am more scared of you than if you got an M16 at your house. All right, you're on a federal watch list. Anybody that does, you cannot trust anybody that doesn't like Cracker Barrel. They're not worthy of your trust. And so, like, that was a home run. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's something everybody agrees on. Seriously. In this world where nobody agrees about anything, everybody can agree on that. What? I couldn't even believe I was having the discussion. So that was depressing, too. And now, I host the show after the guy. The guy is on from 9 to 11. And if I'm being, like, I think that Jeff Calkins should be on a federal watch list. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And now I'm glad he's going out of town for a week. Because I even sitting across from him after I walked out of here, I felt like I saw, like, I don't know. There was like a deadness behind his eyes that I saw for the first time today. This guy. Whew. This guy. You know what I mean? So that was depressing too. All the money started flowing in. You had Nicholas Batum and DeMar DeRozan and Timothy Mozgov and Hassan Whiteside and Joakim Noah and all. And I'll get to all the contracts that were dished out. We also got to figure out what this deal is with Conley and Chandler Parsons. I'll welcome John Roser to the show. A.K.A. the Cologne Ranger, A.K.A. the Body Spray Bandit, A.K.A. Senor Sack, A.K.A. Johnny Backpole, Johnny Bearcat, A.K.A. John Snozer, the Grim Roser, A.K.A. Run Dumplin' Run, A.K.A. Johnny Sherlock. What up?
What up?
Boy, I got a song for you, though. I got a song for you. This is your song.
Rocket man. Oh, no. I am a rocket.
You're a rocket man. You're a rocket man now.
You have no idea how sad I was when that popped up.
Oh,
on
that
the
would
screen.
Be so depressing. If,
it
that
really
if it would have popped up Houston for me, I would have been so depressed.
It shouldn't have mattered to me.
I would have taken
it. It really said that. It said, congratulations, you're a rocket.
You know,
put on your track shoes. You're playing for Mike D'Antoni. I was like, oh, no.
You know you can take the quiz like over and over again. I would have just done that if I were you. Until
probably,
you got
probably,
a different
I mean,
team.
It probably just means I'm like super analytically minded. That's probably what that means.
But I got...
Are you going to Miami?
I'm going to Miami.
Wow.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Well, I guess we know how you answer that adult entertainment question.
Which one was that?
What's important to you?
No, there was one. What was like, no, it was like one of them was like, "What are you doing after the game?" It was like, "Go
adult get entertainment."
No, it was like PlayStation 4.
Oh yeah, and watch a Game of Thrones.
Make it rain. I was like, "I'm making it rain." I'm an NBA player. If I'm an NBA player and I got that kind of money, I'm hitting the bars. I'm hitting the clubs after the game.
There he goes.
Yeah.
There he goes. So Roser's going to Miami.
I actually come to think of it, like,
where did intern Devin, aka Devin Gambino, what did he get?
He's a Laker without Kobe.
Of course.
Have fun, dude.
He's the new Kobe replacement.
Hey, at least it's 70 degrees every day.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he's a Laker. You're a member of the Miami Heat, and I'm a Houston Rocket.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about us, but I don't want to get
cool
too in
me.
Depth. I don't want to get too in depth. Unbelievable detective work by you yesterday.
Yes.
Following, stalking Fizdale's wife. Actually,
I was not stalking her. I was checking Instagram.
Yeah, of course you were. Stalking Fizdale's wife actually paid off.
Yeah. You're like, I was checking Instagram, and hers was like the third picture on my timeline.
I will tell you, I was very proud of you because not only did you do good detective work, what it proved is you actually read the caption.
Yeah.
That she had underneath her.
No. It was above. It said her location above. Like underneath her name. It said Los Angeles, California. Yeah. No, the caption was like, this bathroom is so beautiful, I thought I had to take a selfie or something like
How
that.
How do you remember it exactly?
I remember captions. What can I say?
All right, name anybody else's caption.
One I saw this morning from Kevin Cerrito's girlfriend. She just got back from a long trip on the West Coast, and the picture was her and her dog. She just got back in town, and she said, this is the first picture that Emily took. I got home after, like, they traveled, like, I don't know,
gosh.
Like 20,000 miles or whatever it was. They were everywhere on the West Coast. Yeah.
The AKA the caption man.
Yeah.
I remember some of them. AKA Johnny Caption.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Another person I follow lives in Austin, Texas, went to a Kanye West, like, laser light show last night.
Did you feel very excited when you did that level of reporting on the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday?
Well, I was just trying to be goofy. That's why I tweeted, like, is David Fizdale also in Los Angeles? So I was just being goofy about it. But I figured he was. I mean, it doesn't mean just because she's somewhere, it doesn't mean he's there, too.
Right. It's 2016.
Right.
Couples don't have to be together all the time.
Well, like, she has other business ventures and yada, yada, yada.
He was there.
Yeah, I know he's there.
He's there,
he's
right?
There. Yes,
if you
there.
If you look very closely at the picture, he is peeking behind the shower curtain.
Going. That's right.
This one for the gram.
Yeah.
So the Grizzlies officials are out in Los Angeles trying to woo Chandler Parsons. And this guy, Tim McMahon, who is a writer for ESPN Dallas, he kind of forwarded this idea that there's some relationship between Conley and Parsons.
Yeah, he did.
And he also forwarded the idea that there's a relationship between Bickerstaff and mm-hmm. Parsons. So, you know, listen, Tim McMahon doesn't care if the Grizzlies sign Chandler Parsons. But he's reporting on the story and what he knows. He's clearly got some connect to Parsons and is hearing that.
Well, here's the
that's
thing.
That's what I took away from it. He's hearing that, like, hey, you know, JB's there now and he's buddies with Conley. And so, like, I don't know.
And that would have been, what, 3 years ago in Houston?
Yeah.
Dude, Bickerstaff's only 37 years old now. He'd have been like 34, 33 years old then.
They might have run the town together. Might have.
Yeah. Well, hey, you didn't find out you're a Rocket until last night, so you can't go run the town with him anymore.
Can't do it. I was a Rocket. Oh, why do you have to bring it up again? When that popped up on my screen, I was like, oh.
Because I really think you hate the Rockets more than any other team in the league.
It's Harden.
Yeah, it's Harden.
It's really Harden. I used to like him.
Yeah.
Because I like Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
I like the GM. He's been good to
just
us for years.
Just can't stand Harden.
I don't. And I didn't like Howard either.
Yeah.
They just got on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
They got on my nerves. I don't know. There are not a lot of players I really like on their team.
You hate seeing talented teams that don't play hard. Kind of drives you nuts.
Oh,
like a lot of people are like
they disgust
that.
Me.
Yeah, when you see the a team Rockets, that talented that just
the Rockets disgust me.
Yeah,
absolutely disgust mm-hmm. me. And you know what? I did like their guy. I liked McHale. I mean, so they had some redeeming yeah. qualities for some time. But anyway, yeah. Evidently, there's some Parsons relationship with Conley and some Parsons relationship with J.B. Bickerstaff. And Tim McMahon from ESPN has been writing about it. And I'm going to ask him. We're going to get to the bottom of this when we come back. Chris Vernon and Sean.
The Gary Parris Show.
Hall of Famer Tom Izzo.
You see Zeebo walking through the streets, telling him to keep an eye on my guy and my other guy. And you guys take care. And hopefully the Grizzlies are going to be back on top, get everybody healthy, and get everybody back.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hassel. Time for Atlas Men's Health. They're your friendly neighborhood wellness center, and they offer treatment for various ailments and minor injuries, along with a variety of wellness injections and IV hydration therapy. At Atlas, they specialize in men's health and wellness, from testosterone replacement therapy and aesthetic services like Botox and Juvederm. So whether you're trying to knock out a cold with a sinus cocktail and IV hydration therapy, or you need routine vaccinations, Atlas is there to help. The goal at Atlas is to keep you well, but rest assured, if you're not, they'll have you in and out and feeling better. Atlas Men's Health, 14 North McLean Boulevard, 509-2738.
Porch to pool, deck to den. Ken Rash's Memphis at 3686 Summer Avenue is where outdoor comfort and outdoor cooking come together. There's nothing more comfortable than sitting or lying on one of Ken Rash's sofas, love seats, sectionals, or lounge chairs while dreaming of a great meal cooked on the finest charcoal or gas grills offered in the Mid-South. Ken Rash's has everything you need to make your outdoor living space special. We all want to feel comfortable outdoors with our families or friends, so let Ken Rash's Memphis show you how it can be done. Feel free to stop by any Saturday and check out live cooking demos on the Big Green Egg and enjoy a great sampling of food while lounging on all the fine furniture, or come by anytime and let the staff at Ken Rash's show you all the great ideas that make your outdoor living truly someplace you can enjoy. Ken Rash's Memphis is a locally owned family business with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, celebrating 45 years in Memphis. You can call Ken Rash's Memphis at 458-7541 or visit kenrashmemphis.com. Outdoor comfort and cooking come together at Ken Rash's.
Can you hear that? 4th of July weekend is here, so don't wait. Get what you need to make the most of it at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Come in today and get some of the season's best deals, like $4.99 patriotic graphic tees for the family, men's Magellan shorts for just $16.99, and 30% off summer seasonal swim and sandals. So come in here so you can be ready to get out there. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day.
Bill Street is world famous, but here's the truth. Folks who actually live and spend a lot of time downtown don't spend much time on Bill. The preferred destinations are actually just off of Bill Street, most notably Blind Bear. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you for years about Blind Bear, the terrific bar owned by my friends that's just off the trolley tracks downtown on Main Street. The address is 119 South Main, but I'll make it easy for you. Blind Bear is on Main Street between Peabody Place and Gale, so within walking distance of FedEx Forum and AutoZone Park. The kitchen, it's open till 2 every night. Drinks are served till 3 every night. You can stay up late at Blind Bear, and there's always something going on. Got Texas Hold'em tournaments on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday nights. Trivia on Wednesday nights. Live music on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And the Hungover Like a Bear brunch is available on Saturdays and Sundays starting at 11 a.m. So next time you're downtown, do what I do. When I'm looking for a drink or a bite or both, pop into Blind Bear at 119 South Main. For more info, visit blindbearmemphis.com. That's where you can find the menu, the calendar of events, everything. It's Blind Bear 901 on Twitter and Blind Bear Memphis on Facebook.
Hey guys, it's John Martin here to talk to you about M&M Roofing. You've been hearing Gary Parrish sing their praises for years now. Well, now it's my turn, because these guys are the real deal. They specialize in insurance claims, which means if you qualify, there's going to be no out-of-pocket cost to you. There's a good chance if you need a new roof, your insurance company will cover it. M&M Roofing is the best in the business at getting Mid-Southerners under a new roof at no out-of-pocket cost. Look, all you got to do is give them a call, 662-507-1068. If your roof has storm damage or it's just too old and busted up, it is worth the call. 662-507-1068. They're going to take care of all the dirty work, the inspection, contacting your insurance folks. They're going to do all that. You don't have to do anything except call them. They've got an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they're great guys too. They're on the web at mmroofing.us, or you can give them a call at 662-507-1068. M&M Roofing. The roofing contractor that'll answer your call.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, But I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands,
dirty hands. I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit ForThePeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Is reporting that Kevin Durant is meeting with the Warriors and that the meeting is still going on and they have been talking for over 2 hours now. It's going down. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. We always broadcast from the Bank of Bartlett Studios. I made the switch over to Bank of Bartlett a couple years ago. It was one of the best decisions I ever made. You are always dealing with local people at Bank of Bartlett, and when you go to Bank of Bartlett, you're always there's a 901 number on the back of your debit card, and they have ATMs at all the Walgreens around town. So you don't have to go searching around town for an ATM. You just pop into any Walgreens, and you know your ATM is going to be there. They also have Bartlett Mortgage, one of the largest mortgage companies in town. If you're buying, refinancing, or building a new home, get with the pros at Bartlett Mortgage, and they will get you the best rate, and they will get you closing quickly. Bank of Bartlett. Find them online at bankofbartlett.com. You can call them 382-6600, 382-6600, Bank of Bartlett. All right, so the Grizzlies are trying to woo Chandler Parsons to come play basketball for them as free agency began last night. Reporting on the story for ESPN Dallas has been Tim McMahon. He joins us now. Hey, Tim.
What's up, man?
Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem.
All right, so let's start with first why the Mavericks don't want Chandler Parsons back, and is it the knees?
Well, there's certainly some concern about the knees, and I do think there's a feeling within the Mavericks, as a source told me, that the worst thing they can do is overpay for mediocrity. And, you know, that certainly sounds like a shot at Chandler Parsons, but I think you put Chandler Parsons, bring Chandler Parsons back to the Mavericks, especially with him obviously whiffing on Hassan Whiteside, you know, how are they going to be anything better than mediocre? Now, I think they've made a huge mistake here. I think they should have gotten Parsons done before free agency, had him out there on the recruiting trail, you know, had him in Hassan Whiteside's ear for a couple weeks before free agency opened, but that is, you know, the combination of being a little concerned about the knees and not being sure that that he's worth max money is what's happened here. Like I said, I think it's a mistake. I think if he goes to Portland or Memphis, which it certainly looks like it's one of those two spots, that he's going to justify that max contract and make either one of those teams significantly better and really, especially on the offensive end, be a huge asset.
The Mavericks are done with Parsons no matter, even though they struck out on the Whiteside. You could not see them getting back in the mix with Parsons.
Parsons is done with the Mavericks.
Oh.
I mean, hey, look, they try to talk him into opting into the last year of his contract at $16 million change.
Right.
And then tried to you say, well, hey, if you're not doing that, how confident are you in the knee? You opt into a deal that's going to pay you far less, you know, in 1 year than you'll be making per year for 4 years. They refuse to even not just offer him a max contract, but discuss anything in the neighborhood of. And then they said, you know what? Hey, he ain't even a priority for us. This Conley-Whiteside combo, that's what we're doing. If Parsons is still in the market when we get done chasing those guys, then maybe we'll talk. So they've essentially pushed him out. And, you know, He's going to land in a better basketball situation because of it.
I always like to talk to people that have been covering the guys that are in the market. Yesterday, I had co-worker Mark Stein on, and he was very effusive in his praise on Parsons, just as you are. Like, it seems like the guys that have been covering that team or have been around Parsons really like him as a player, as a player and a guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. I'm not going to lie to you. He's a guy that I've got a great relationship with, so perhaps there could be some bias here, but when he was healthy, and it wasn't a long span because he obviously came off the major knee surgery and then had the minor issue with the knee, when he was healthy last month, he was spectacular. I mean, he went through a two-month stretch where he shot at, he's averaging 19 a game. He's shooting better than 50% from the floor. He's shooting, like 48% from three-point range. They didn't have a center who necessarily was a great fit for him last year, but he's a great pick-and-roll player, especially, and what he did last year is he proved he could play power forward. If he gets other power forwards guarding him, then he's a huge mismatch problem. I just think his versatility, his ability to handle the ball, and, the way he spaces the floor at 6'9", makes him kind of a rare blend. And in this market, a no-brainer max player, which is why he's got two max offers on the table right off the get-go and, could probably get some more. But certainly looks like this is a Portland-Memphis fight for him right now.
He is Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas. All right, let's get into that Portland-Memphis thing because I talked when free agency began. There's like these, you've got the emotional side, like the ego side of all of this where you're trying the recruitment, and then you got the money. And so I had wondered aloud, can you win the money game with Parsons? It's clear the Grizzlies can't win the money game because the money's the money, right? Everybody's going to offer him the max. So now it's a choice. And you've been reporting, of which we were previously unaware, there is some level of relationship that he had with Conley, and then obviously I forgot the Bickerstaff thing, so it sounds like he does at least know some people or have some emotional connection to some people involved in Memphis.
Oh, he's a absolutely huge J.B. Bickerstaff guy. I mean, he was telling me how much he loved Bickerstaff when Parsons first got to Dallas, and, obviously Bickerstaff got put in a tough situation last year, but Parsons will tell anybody who listens that he thinks Bickerstaff is going to be not just a head coach again in this league, but a really, really good head coach. And then, he is the social butterfly of the NBA. That's why he was he helped recruit Dwight Howard to Dallas, kind of spearheaded that. He had DeAndre Jordan, in the boat with the Mavericks, and then, the fish jumped out. But obviously he was on the recruiting trail there. And this year was different because he wasn't recruiting people, but he was just kind of talking to guys with teams that, there was some mutual interest, and he had a lot of discussions with Mike Conley. Not one of them was about playing with Dallas because it became pretty clear to Parsons that the Mavs weren't on the same page with him. But they've had a lot of conversations about playing for Memphis, and it's certainly a situation that's intriguing to Parsons. But frankly, though, I think it's going to be tough for the Grizzlies to make a case that they are a better fit for Portland simply because you look at that core in Portland – and it's a bunch of young ascending players.
What do you think matters to Parsons?
Well, like you said, the money's the money.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if he could get a player option on that fourth year, that could be a tiebreaker, but that's about all you can talk about with the contract. And how he's going to be used, how he's going to be utilized. He's a guy who wants the ball in his hands a lot. He wants the opportunity to run pick and rolls and to be an offensive initiator. Obviously, he's not a shot hunter, but he wants to make sure that he's involved in the offense and given a chance to score and really to facilitate as much as anything else. So the money's going to be the same. You can get you can talk about a player option, but I think this comes down to role and the chance for him to win. He's 5 years in the league. He hasn't been out of the first round of the playoffs. Obviously, that's something that bothers him. So he's really looking for a place where he's going to have an opportunity, to make deep playoff runs. And that's why Los Angeles with the Lakers and the Magic, even though it's his hometown, are on the outside looking in at this point.
Well, I mean, listen, Conley passes the ball all the time. Gasol passes the ball all the time. Tony Allen passes. I mean, he got a bunch of guys to pass. He would be able to take a lot of shots in Memphis.
Hey, we all know how much the Grizzlies could use a guy with his three-point shooting ability and, the ability to space the floor. I certainly think there's a lot that he likes about Memphis. You know, there's a reason that they probably, I think, just sat down for this meeting. He understands that this is a team that's had some success, that has unselfish, proven veteran guys. But, man, you know, he sat down with Damian Lillard last night. Damian Lillard is a hell of a player who's just entering his prime. You know, C.J. McCollum proved last year he's a 20-point-per-game guy who's, I think it makes sense he's going to keep getting better. Al-Farouq Aminu is a really good fit with Parsons. You know, they spent a year together in Dallas, and, you know, it's attractive to Parsons to have that kind of versatile, dirty work guy to pair with it forward, and they're interchangeable. And he knows that Aminu's always going to take the tougher defensive assignment. So my opinion, and this is solely my opinion, I'm not speaking for him. I'm
right.
not, you know, this isn't sources said. This is my opinion, is that Portland is a better fit for Parsons. He doesn't often ask my advice, though, so I wouldn't be too concerned about my opinion if I'm a Memphis Grizzlies fan.
Any idea who he's meeting with from the Grizzlies?
You know, I don't know the crew that's in there.
I'm sure Bickerstaff's there, right?
I'm sure they brought Bickerstaff. They'd be silly not to. Obviously, Conley's not there.
Yeah.
Because Conley's taking his courtesy meeting, or I should say he's having his leverage play with the Mavericks this afternoon. But like I said, he's had a lot of discussions with Conley. And honestly, if they want to get Parsons, they would be wise to bring Justin Timberlake, because he is a, he enjoys being part of that celebrity world.
So I bet they can pull
that. Has an edge, it's Timberlake.
I bet they could pull that off. I'm serious.
I know.
I mean, they're out in L.A. anyway.
I'm not kidding either.
You think we could win the Chandler Parsons sweepstakes if Timberlake shows up to the meeting? I bet he'd do it, too.
I think he would really, really enjoy that. I'll put it to you that way. I don't know if it ultimately would influence his decision, but it would definitely get a huge smile from him, and it would make an impression.
Well, what's crazy is, like, at the beginning of all of this, when his name came up, people were like, Chandler Parsons would never come to Memphis. You know, he's a Hollywood guy, wants to, you know, he's got this, people have this perception, right? He's a pretty boy, wants to be in the big market and all this kind of stuff, and rather than, like, what basketball matters. Let's be clear, we're talking about him deciding between Portland and Memphis. Neither of them are glitz and glamour.
Yeah, and you know what? If he goes to L.A., then he deserves to be ripped, because it's clearly a glitz and glamour thing. It's not a situation where they're going to have a chance to win, although, I mean, they have some young pieces, but they're at least a few years away. But, again, he's 5 years in the league. He's a competitor. He doesn't feel like he's scratched the surface as far as his potential yet. And, you know, he's tired of sitting on the couch and watching the second-round playoffs. He wants to be involved in that. And you know what? These guys, you're living in Portland, Memphis for the basketball season. You're on the road half the time.
Right.
And he's going to have whatever the number ends up being, $95, $96 million contract. He will be able to buy a nice little piece of property in L.A. and spend his summers there. Trust me, he will have plenty of time to socialize in Hollywood.
Okay, so you think right now, you think it will be that is the major competition. You don't foresee another team swooping in. That could the decision could very well be either Memphis or Portland. That's who the Grizzlies would be up against for him.
Yeah, and hey, always qualify these with never say never. You never know what's going to happen in free agency, but it certainly looks at this point like it's going to be Portland or Memphis. Portland made a heck of an impression on him last night. You know, meeting with him as soon as free agency started, bringing Damian Lillard, Paul Allen, Terry Stotts, Neil Olshey. So, you know, Memphis has its work cut out for him, but he's absolutely eager to hear what the Grizzlies have to say and intrigued by his fit there.
Do you think, give me the Dallas side of the Conley thing. And did they ever really think that they, because, I mean, it's been written about a ton in Dallas, and I know talked about on their talk shows a lot. So it seemed like people had kind of talked themselves into a real possibility of Conley coming there. What's the Mavs side of the Conley thing?
You know what? I really do think that the vast majority in Dallas kind of saw this for what it is. It's a leverage play to get that fifth year from the Grizzlies. But you got to run out the ground ball. And the hope was that Conley would be so enamored by the opportunity to play for Rick Carlisle and you know, how Carlisle kind of unlocked some parts of his game that maybe hadn't been in Memphis that he would seriously consider coming to Mavericks. You know, I was told by a source in Conley's camp that Carlisle was the primary reason he had interest in the Mavericks, but let's call it what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the Mavericks were leveraged for Nick Batum to get a fifth year, although he didn't get full max, and it certainly looks like they're leveraged for Mike Conley to get that fifth year. I think the ball is in Memphis's court here. If they go 5 years at full max, I cannot imagine Conley turning down $39 or $40 million to make what would at best be a lateral move from Memphis to Dallas.
Why has Dallas had a tough time getting free agents? I know they got Wes Matthews, but, I mean, he was 30 coming off a torn Achilles, right? And they gave him a boatload of money. But over the years, why do you think that they have struggled being able to get the big fish in free agency?
Yeah, and obviously they had DeAndre Jordan, and then they didn't. So right. Certainly that's bad luck and just unbelievable. You know, they got Parsons, but he was a contingency plan at the time. And you know what? I really think a big part of this is Dirk's age.
Yeah.
And although he's been, you know, he's still playing at a high level, when they broke up that team, he's in his mid-30s, you know? So, like, for example, Dwight Howard, when he goes to Houston, James Harden, obviously didn't work out there, but James Harden was a superstar in his prime, a decade younger than Dirk. And also, we all know it's hard to get any big-time free agent to change teams for the simple reason why everybody believes Mike Conley staying in Memphis, because it's set up for the home teams to have the advantage. And then another factor here, the Mavericks have absolutely, I call it disrespected the draft. You know, traded away picks when they didn't need to, made bad picks, traded down instead of drafting the Greek Freak so they could save $400,000 in cap space to try to go after Dwight Howard. Like, you couldn't find another way to, you know, to save those kind of NBA pennies. And when you've got no young talent on the roster, or precious little young talent on the roster, you make yourself less attractive to free agents.
He is Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas. All right, well, if you end up in Parsons' ear, tell him he ain't getting any shots playing with Lillard and the McCollum. Those guys take 30 shots a game. You know, come on, he come here to Memphis, he'd be a big star, big star.
Well, I tell you what, if the Grizzlies want to give me a cut of that max salary, I'll see what I can do.
I can't believe it, man. Hey, listen, I know you know the guy. Your buddy's with him. He's got the – what a world. Max contract, full on. And it ain't like one team offered it. There'd be anybody who'd pay that at this point, right? But it's the new NBA.
Max contract and a supermodel girlfriend, man. Life ain't bad.
Who's his girlfriend?
Name is Toni Garn, T-O-N-I Garn, some German supermodel, Googler, you know.
Yeah, trust me. Hey, I've already started typing, brother.
There you go.
Does she come to the games?
Every once in a while, though, she's German and she didn't know who Dirk was until she started dating Parsons. So I wouldn't say she's a huge basketball fan.
Wait, she's German and didn't know who Dirk Nowitzki was?
Yes. She's blonde.
Oh, I see. She is, in fact, blonde. All right, there you go. Tim, you're the best. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, man. Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas. The second line is right off of Overton Square. It's a place by my man, Kelly English, world-renowned chef. He has always had Restaurant Iris in town, the best elegant restaurant in town. If you got an anniversary or birthday or some kind of big event coming up, make sure you make your reservations well in advance for Restaurant Iris. But you can always pop into the second line, and they got the best lunch deal in town. You get a fresh New Orleans-style po' boy, and they got all kinds. Beef, chicken. The chicken's called the Verno. Different kinds of shrimp po' boys. And you get a po' boy, a side, and a tea. $10, no tax. You can't beat that. And they're open for lunch every day. They also have brunch on the weekends. So you can go check out brunch at the second line this weekend. The second line by Kelly English right off of Overton Square. Back after this. Chris Vernon, show.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, celebrating our freedom all around the Mid-South with Memphis's biggest names and biggest games. This is 92.9 in the 901.
Well, M-Town.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis. Tennessee, USA.
Hey guys, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com and New Body Concepts. I had my NeoGraft procedure done over 3 years ago, and the results have been spectacular. I have a thicker, fuller head of hair. I have more confidence in how I look, and it was the best decision that I have ever made. I have recommended many friends to go see the good people at New Body Concepts and MemphisHairDoctor.com, and they have said the exact same thing. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. Gone are the days of messy scars and painful procedures. Now it's a simple in-and-out one-day process that can get you on your way to a thicker, fuller head of natural-looking hair. Why is it natural? Because it's your own hair. They can explain it better to you, though, than I can. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR. They're the number one NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. MemphisHairDoctor.com. Check out the website. New Body Concepts is the company. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR, 855-865-HAIR.
Come work for us. We are McLean Food Service. Are you a Class A delivery driver with at least 2 years driving experience? If so, McLean Food Service wants to talk to you. Call 901-383-6120. That's 901-383-6120. McLean Food Service is offering the following to qualified drivers. An average annual salary of $60,000 plus a signing bonus of $2,500. In addition to that, benefits will start on day one. Also, you will have set routes. That means great home time as well. This is a career that offers solid benefits. So take the next step and join the team of professionals at McLean Food Service. Call 901-383-6120. That's 901-383-6120 for more details and to learn what salary you qualify for. McLean Food Service, an equal opportunity employer. Call 901-383-6120.
At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, the drive and discovery event is still going strong, and it's time to make the move to your new ride. So make a move to Gossett on the Pike. Gossett won't be beat with 2016 Jeep Patriot, $189 a month or just $15,988. 2016 Dodge Challenger, $289 a month or buy it for $22,988. 2016 Dodge Charger, $299 a month or $23,988. 2016 Jeep Cherokee, $20,988 or just $259 a month. Or 2016 Ram 1500 Crew Cab. Unbelievable at $12,500 off. From Memphis, Collierville, Covington, Millington, or anywhere in the Mid-South, you won't find a better deal on your next Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, and that's our Gossett guarantee. So drive past the rest and come for the best at Gossett Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, 1901 Covington Pike.
Dealer stock only, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. DF-498-75 excludes tax filing license with approved credit. Offer ends 6/30/16.
Have fun and fly safe with today's Perks Deal. Half off 2 hours of open jump at Sky Zone Memphis. Enjoy a great workout combined with awesome, healthy fun. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
1-800-XFINITY, 1-800-XFINITY. John Roser here, and new customers can try Xfinity with the X1 Starter Double Play, $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement and get stream picks included. That's right. New customers, try the X1 Starter Double Play from Xfinity, $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement and get stream picks included. Plus, you will get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit Xfinity.com/challenge or call 1-800-XFINITY today. And one of the things you will love when you sign up for this X1 Starter Double Play, the X1 voice remote. You don't have to memorize channel numbers anymore. Whatever channel you want to watch, you hit the voice remote button on your Xfinity X1 voice remote, and you just say the name of the channel. ESPN, HBO, TNT, ESPN2, CBS, USA, and it will just, boom, change the channel for you. Offer ends 9/30/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra, and subject to change after promo. Regular rates apply. It is Xfinity.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Jump.
All right, we're back. Chris Vernon.
Sleepy Z's. That's my man Michael Zellner's place. And if you go over to Sleepy Z's, you can get a new, better mattress, 50 to 80% off. He's also got furniture now, too. And if you need some furniture, they got it 50 to 80% off retail price. He's got Serta and all kinds of big brands. And he sells them factory direct to you. If you mention the Chris Vernon Show, you can get 10% off just by mentioning the show. That's already off the ridiculous prices. Same with furniture, too. And if he doesn't have it, he'll get it for you. It's Michael Zellner. It is Sleepy Z's. He's at the corner of Summer and Kirby Whitten. Great, great place, Sleepy Z's. Michael Zellner. So if you need a bed or a mattress, make sure you're getting it at Sleepy Z's. Both Rosa and I got memory foam beds from Sleepy Z's. They are absolutely fantastic. If you got any questions, 359-1040 is Michael's number, 359-1040, or you can just head over directly to the place. He's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, 16 years of doing it. It is Sleepy Z's. All right, Roser, so Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas just joined us. He clearly has this relationship with Chandler Parsons. And he freely admitted, you know, listen, I'm close with him. I've got a good relationship with him. So maybe I'm a little biased, but he and Stein both love Parsons. You could tell. Like the last couple of days when I brought them on, guys that covered him all the time in Dallas really like him. And they're also very, very positive about his basketball abilities. He said that over the course of the last couple of weeks, first he said that he thought that Dallas really screwed this up. And I thought an interesting take on why Dallas screwed it up was not only was it good for him, but that he's an ace recruiter for them, right? And before the Clippers locked DeAndre Jordan in a house, he had him. And to hear Tim say it, he was like a big part of that. You remember when Parsons was doing the emojis and all
the emojis,
that kind of
yes.
stuff. But that he was, you know, that he's the kind of guy that could go and recruit other guys. And they just struck out on the Whiteside stuff. And they're going to strike out on the Conley stuff, too. And then what, right? And so he thought that they screwed up by not bringing Chandler Parsons back. Now, he also said that somehow this relationship has developed with Conley, and he said that they've had a lot of conversations. I guess Conley has been recruiting, clearly. And he said none of the conversations were about them playing in Dallas. Right? It was never mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, I'll come there. It was more, you come here. And so Conley's in the mix on that. And then the stuff on Bickerstaff was very interesting because I get that you've got the whole, you know, young team on the rise in Portland. I'm not going to besmirch Portland, right?
No.
In the competition.
Well, the other
if somebody
thing,
signs with Portland, I don't think that that's goofy at all. They've got a good, you know, you forecast them, and I do think you're going to be able to win. I think they're going to be a winning franchise.
They also,
what they did last year was uber impressive.
They also have an established, known as one of the best head coaches in the league, too.
I don't know if he's known as one of the best.
Terry Stotts is regarded as one of the better. He's regarded as a top 10 coach in the league. Yes, he absolutely
is. He's had his job longer than 10.
Yeah, he absolutely Terry Stotts is regarded as a top 10 coach in the league. He is. He absolutely is. You can't name 10 better coaches than Terry Stotts. You can't.
I mean, Fizdale.
Just, anyway, you don't know.
We don't know. But we do know that he loves Bickerstaff.
Yes.
The McMahon just told us. He loves Bickerstaff. And that they were together. And so you'd imagine that that's a good, again, I don't know if he had any prior relationship with Damian Lillard or Paul Allen or any of the guys that they brought to their meeting. But when you walk into the meeting and you're immediately hugging somebody, right? It's a good way to start the meeting, right? You've got some, and there is a level of trust that is built there that was prior to. It's not like you're walking into a situation blind. You know who this, if this guy is telling you something, there is a reason to believe him, right? And I know J.B. Bickerstaff ain't the head coach here, but again, he's got 100% he'll be at the meeting, right?
You would think so. He's the guy who has the previous relationship with him, yes.
And if Parsons loves him, and if there's level of trust there, right, then it's different when you know somebody and they're telling you something than when you don't know somebody mm-hmm. and they're telling you something. Because you don't know, right? Like, there is no prior relationship there. But so that one was interesting, and it's something that I had forgotten about with J.B. Bickerstaff.
And then the whole fit thing. Like, it was weird, and maybe I'm crazy. I felt like McMahon was talking about the deal and saying, hey, here's Portland, and here's the fit, and he would be next to Aminu, and blah, 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 whatever. Like, I almost felt like when he was describing the things that were important to Chandler Parsons, that is exactly what the Grizzlies are going to pitch. Don't you think?
Yeah.
You could be a big part of this. We're going to run you in pick and roll. I mean, all those things that he said are going to be important to Parsons. You've got two guys that are more than willing, and in fact, the only thing they've ever been popped for is deferring. Because Conley doesn't have the 35-point games, and because Marc Gasol passes too much. Like, if there's been a criticism, is that they pass too much, right? Then you like, I had to take Rudy Gay out of the equation. Like, they deferred too much to Jeff Green. What if they, you know, imagine if Jeff Green is awesome. Right? Or imagine Rudy Gay is awesome at the time. Like, that's been the deal. There has been no problem. The only problem has been the fit. In fact, when they have had deferrers in that role, Tayshaun, Battier, Tony, right, when he was playing small forward, when they have had guys that defer, they have been much better off. But if they could ever find that real – Parsons is a perfect fit for what they do. He really is. He is a perfect fit. Because he is a totally willing passer. He can run pick and roll. It would be like, you know, like the Rudy thing didn't work and the Jeff Green thing didn't work. But I do think that's because of the, you know, the type of players that they are. But you could never say they didn't get their shot to be awesome, right? It just wasn't a great fit. I do think he'd be a great fit. I do. I think Parsons would be a tremendous fit. And just listening to what Tim McMahon said that is important to him, I actually do think that's what they're going to pitch, right? Those things that he wants, he can get here.
Yes.
And Conley's super likable. I could see Conley being a good recruiter. I could. You know what I mean? If what that lets you know is he's already been talking to him.
Well, then the other thing is,
he's already been talking to him for a month. It ain't like he, you know what I mean? Like, there was no restriction on Mike Conley talking to Chandler Parsons. He could talk to him as much as he wants, and he has.
Well, the other thing is if you do get Parsons, now you have a recruiter going forward in future years for free agency, too.
Right. He's like, what do you call him? The NBA social butterfly.
Yeah.
Everybody does like him.
Mm-hmm.
Except for you.
I'm talking myself into it, as I said.
It's another reason to hate him, right? Another reason is that your other reason to hate Chandler Parsons? He is extremely rich now. He is extremely good looking, and everybody likes him. And his name's Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, I told you I'd talk myself into it. I'm talking myself into it already.
Now it's a competition, right? I want to beat Portland.
Right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has locations all around the country, locations all around Memphis. If you need automotive parts or supplies, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Eventually, it's going to happen. You're going to turn your key. Your engine's not going to start. Oh, no. Need a new battery? Go get a SuperStart battery at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The best in starting power and starting reliability, and available exclusively there. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Become an O Rewards member, and you can earn cash back for the purchases you make. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, so we talked a lot about the Grizzlies and their wooing of Chandler Parsons. A lot of contracts have already been agreed to, and I will get to all of those coming up in the top five after the break. Chris Vernon Show.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, and 19th Annual Sports Ball. Benefiting Big Brothers, Big Sisters. More at 929ESPN.com.
When you shop at Kroger, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with low prices and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your Plus card. You'll also earn fuel points to save at the pump. No spin, just savings.
Come in for more great tastes. Kroger now offers reds, whites, and sparkling wines. You'll love the price and selection. Available now at Kroger.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws over the weekend, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out.
switch to Metro PCS and get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate. Yes, you heard right. That's two free phones when you move to Metro PCS. Plus, for a limited time, get two lines for only $60 with 6 gigabytes of high-speed data per line when you switch. And with Metro PCS, you're on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Swing by a store near you, switch to Metro PCS, and bring home two free smartphones. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store or metropcs.com for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
Summertime's here. Vacations, kids out of school, and hot weather. It's probably the time that we depend on our vehicles the most. And that means we all need auto repair and maintenance that we can depend on, too. Madison Automotive on Covington Pike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.